down to the crossroads, fell down on my knees. Went down to the crossroads, fell down on my knees. Ask the Lord for mercy, save me.
Hey everyone, this is Crossroads. I am the Reverend Brian Blair, and you are here listening on 91.7 WHUS Stores. We're glad you're here on this rainy day. It's very rainy here around UConn, especially. We feel a little sorry that the women's basketball didn't make it to the finals, but we are very grateful that they made it to the Final Four. That is quite an accomplishment. Congratulations to all of you, and congratulations to everyone here at UConn. This is the radio show where we ask our guests to talk about the intersection of their faith life and their everyday life. And I've got two UConn students here with me today. I've got Lauren and Alyssa. Hi, Lauren and Alyssa.
Hello.
Hey.
Glad you guys are here. Give us one sec. We're going to make a couple of announcements. Actually, I got one announcement, and that is... check out the Thread City Hop Fest. Go online, see what this is. It's April 28th. If you love beer, it's all day beer. And when you go, all the proceeds go to local not-for-profits here in this area. In particular, I'm going to highlight WAIM, W-A-I-M, Wyndham Area Interfaith Ministry. They do wonderful work in the community for people in need. And all you got to do is go have a few beers and you wind up helping people out. Who could beat that? Speaking of who could beat that, who could beat having Lauren and Alyssa on the show today? You guys doing all right?
Yeah, thank you so much, Brian.
Good, good. So how about we start with this? You guys are students here at UConn. Whoever wants to go first, what is your major?
I could take that one. So I'm studying electrical engineering, and I'm currently a sophomore student. And I've been studying this since before I was like a freshman. That's when I decided I wanted to go into electrical engineering.
Great. Are you enjoying it so far?
I'm loving what I'm learning. The classes are a little bit difficult, but that's to be expected with engineering.
Yeah, I would think so. Well, that sounds great. Thanks, Lauren. How about you, Alyssa?
Currently, I am majoring in chemical engineering, but I'm in the process of switching to a chemistry major, and I'm a freshman.
And are you enjoying chemistry so far?
I've really loved the two classes that I've been taking on chemistry. I took 1127 in the fall, and now I'm taking 1128, and they've both been a lot of fun.
Very good. Well, you're both UConn students. One's a sophomore, right, Lauren? And Alyssa, you said you're a freshman. You're still fairly new here at UConn. What made you decide on UConn?
I'd say a lot of it was because I spent the second half of my high school career in Connecticut. So obviously, like, the big state college is one of the major choices. But another thing was that they just offered a ton of financial aid. And when I was applying for colleges, I really couldn't afford to go to somewhere that had like a $60,000 per year tuition, and UConn was able to, you know, support my family when we really didn't have a ton of options for where I could go.
You mentioned that the second half of your high school career was in Connecticut. Where was the first half?
I was raised in Olney, Maryland, so I went to high school there. My dad got a job up in Connecticut, so we moved up here.
Very nice. Maybe during the interview, we could ask you a bit about the difference between living in Maryland and Connecticut. That could be fun.
Oh,
let's see if we get around back to that. How about you, Alyssa? How did you get to UConn?
I was born and raised in Connecticut. My dad went to UConn. My grandpa went to UConn.
Oh, wow.
UConn's kind of the only place that I really wanted to go. It has so many opportunities for you to... You can come in with a major and then change your mind and change your major. And in a lot of schools, you're stuck. And there's like less room for growth because UConn has so many different options for what you can be. And all of the options are really good. They have a really strong program in most of the fields, and I figured I was coming in as a biomedical engineer, and so I didn't quite know that's what I wanted to do, and so I came to UConn because I knew that I had, like, a contingency plan that if everything went wrong, I could just, like, drop it all and become, like, a journalism major.
Are you interested in journalism?
No.
It was just, if you wanted to.
It was just that, like, I understand. There was the option for me to do whatever if I came to UConn.
Well, that's a great question. Have you changed your major since you've been here?
Yeah, I came in as biomedical engineer. Currently, I'm a chemical engineer, and I want to switch to chemistry.
And so you're thinking about switching, that would be to a third major?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you? How confident are you that you're actually going to make that switch?
I'm like a solid 95% sure.
Solid 95%. So yeah. Not 95.1, not 94.9.
Nah.
Impressive. All right. Well, it is nice that you're allowed to change your mind. You're young. You should be allowed to change your mind. You guys are learning quite a bit at your age and here at UConn. We'll get to that in a minute. But, you know, the second part of this show, or the first part, depending on who you ask, is about the intersection with your faith life as well. Could you tell us a bit about your faith life, however you define it for yourself, whoever wants to go first?
I think I could take it first. So I was raised Roman Catholic, so I kind of grew up, you know, going to church pretty much every Sunday and going to Sunday school, but it was on Wednesdays, but we don't mention that. So once I got to college, I started kind of exploring what my faith meant to me and what my values were and how they related to my religion. So lately I've been going to an Episcopal church on campus.
Wait a minute. St. Mark's?
Yeah.
I know that place. I go there sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. It's been great. So I've still been going to church, you know, every Sunday, and I've been trying to make time to pray every day. It's a bit difficult to get on track sometimes. And now for Lent, I've been reading the Bible every day. They have they have little plans in the Bible app where you can do it for 40 days, and it gives you little verses and little like passages to read every day, and it helps you reflect on what you've read.
So you downloaded an app.
Yeah.
Do you know the name of the app?
Well, it has, I think it's called YouVersion, but if you just search up Bible app, it's like the first one that comes up.
Oh, wow. Well, that's great. It is fantastic for people to use technology in their religious practices, and I'm glad you're doing it. Some people shy away from that, but there's quite a bit out there that's helpful.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a big deal that you are trying to have a Lenten practice and that it incorporates at least trying to read more scripture.
Yeah.
Not everybody's doing that. That's a big deal. How about you, Alyssa?
Currently, I'm in a position in which I'm doing a lot of questioning of what I actually believe.
Hmm.
I have really strong Catholic roots. I was born into the Catholic faith. I practiced actively for the first 18 years and like 6 months of my life.
Uh-huh.
And so I turned 19 in like 2 weeks.
Congratulations.
And so like I've been questioning my faith really actively for about 5 months. And so even though I was raised Roman Catholic and that's always going to be a part of like my faith background, I'm not sure if it's part of my faith future. I've been really enjoying going to different churches and experiencing the different different ways in which people express their love for Christ.
Oh, very eloquently stated. Very nice. So you're in a stage of exploration right now.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is perfectly normal for someone in college, someone your age, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great question to ask right there. Like, college invites exploration. You certainly have been wondering about your faith, Alyssa. How about you, Lauren?
Well, I think that going to UConn especially is a great place if you're looking to explore, because we have a whole street that's just lined with different churches and synagogues and a mosque. So, but once I got to college, I did definitely start exploring my faith more. Because I think that once you're free from your parents, they don't really control you. They don't make you go to church. So you kind of get to decide on your own what you want to do. So it's definitely a great time then to look at what your options are and what's around you and what you really believe in on your own without kind of being influenced by anyone else.
So do you feel also like Alyssa that you're in sort of a stage of exploration right now? In your own way.
I think that a little bit, definitely. I mean, I think I'll always be exploring. Just because, you know, I'm changing. People are always changing. But I definitely do think that I still have a lot to learn and a lot more to explore.
It's interesting. Both of you are women in science and you're people of faith. And we're talking about exploring. What's it like to be a woman in science who is also a person of faith?
Well, I often feel like women in science get looked over for higher up opportunities. I don't know if you've experienced this either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm a member of the Society of Women Engineers. We call it SWE. And there's definitely a lot of talks we do and workshops we do talking about just sexism in the industry and how we can be more confident in ourselves and how we can outreach to those younger than us to make sure that they're comfortable. But it's definitely a problem. And a lot of women who have graduated who are in industry have mentioned that they have faced sexism while working.
It's almost like because we're women, we have to work twice as hard to get our voices heard in science fields. Sometimes I feel like it's almost that way in like deeply religious circles as well, that sometimes it's hard for women to get their voices heard in a religious setting. I don't know if you've experienced this as well, but like.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I know in some religions, women aren't allowed to hold positions of power and they're not allowed to speak or have much of a voice or make any decisions in the religion itself. It's definitely difficult. And there's also, I know with the creation story, some people use that to assign gender roles to men and women. So it's something that comes up quite a bit.
I feel like it's hard. Like, I know that I try and work twice as hard to like feel equal to men in certain circles. And like it makes me really sad that I have to do that. Because realistically we're all born we're all born with like the same right to practice our faith or to become scientists or to do whatever we want with our life. No matter if we're like born a woman, born a man, or somewhere in between.
So you said somewhere in between. Is that something that you've been thinking about as well?
No. I was born a woman and I identify as a woman. But I know often I have friends who identify as non-binary and they are often feel like as though they aren't as accepted by the church because there are very strict gender roles portrayed by the Bible.
Definitely. And
often I feel like the Bible's an old book.
a little bit.
The Bible's a really old book. And it's hard to look at something that was written 1,000 years ago and apply it to where we are as a society today and say that everything that is said in the Bible is 100% fact rather than learning the lessons that we need to from the Bible and taking the stories as lessons and applying them to our lives rather than taking them as fact and applying that to like discriminating against people or using the Bible as a knife to like hurt others as like a way of being a Christian.
So has that been your experience? You've been on the receiving end of that kind of thing?
So I'm a gay woman. Mm. And so, as a lesbian, sometimes being a Christian is hard. In many places, you won't be accepted for who you are. Mm. You aren't able, like, the Roman Catholic Church, likes to offer up, chastity. Is that the word that they use?
Chastity is a word that churches definitely use. That's
celibacy
for sure.
As well,
celibacy.
Right?
That's the word celibacy. That I'm talking about. They use celibacy as like the end all be all way for gay individuals in the church to exist. It's either you're celibate for life or you're not Christian anymore.
If you're gay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's been a part of your experience growing up in the church.
Yeah.
Okay. Lauren, how about you? Any of that kind of not? So my question isn't necessarily directed at you, but has that kind of experience been part of your life?
I would say definitely. There were some times in Sunday school when we were kids and they would tell us some, you know, negative kind of things about gay people. But I like to kind of focus more on what's going on with me now is that there are definitely positives if you are gay or lesbian like me and you're in a church. I know that not all religions are so unaccepting. The Episcopal Church particularly is very open and accepting. I know that there have been days when they have like rainbow flags outside of the church, and I find that very comforting. And so it's not always negative. I think that there's even some people who consider it to be a gift from God, any type of love. It doesn't matter if you love a man or a woman or anything in between, that that's still a gift from God and that you can use that to make both of your lives more enriched and better. And I just think that's pretty beautiful to look at it that way.
Well, that's a beautiful way to say it, too. Nice job. Well, that was courageous of both of you to share about that. It's not easy to talk about faith, and it's certainly not easy to talk about it as a person who feels a little bit disenfranchised by their own faith practice. And I think that's very helpful for people out there in radio land, anywhere, to be able to know that they're not alone. So it was, I'm very grateful that you guys are willing to share that. You obviously both are open to the idea that your faith practice, or maybe faith in general, is something to be explored. I wonder if I could use the word discernment. So the idea of discernment is that somebody prayerfully wonders about where their life might go or a major decision. And you clearly are discerning people. Did discernment, prayerful consideration, play any role in what you have decided to do with your lives as people who are in science, who are going to graduate,
yeah,
and then go on to have some sort of career? And it's fine if not. A lot of people don't have that experience, but that could be a great part of your answer to the question.
I've definitely like sat awake at night being like, God, what do you want me to do? And I don't think he necessarily answers directly. He doesn't come down and be like, I want you to go study engineering. But I think he kind of nudges me on the right path. And I definitely, when considering what I want to do after I graduate, I do look at ethics and morality. So I wouldn't necessarily want to go into a field where I have to be, you know, creating bombs or defense systems because I don't want to hurt anyone. And so that's a big part of what I'm looking to do once I graduate. Personally, I do want to study robotics, but social robotics, so robots that would interact with people, possibly in like a more medical setting, so robots that could care for the elderly or patients in hospitals, I think would be super interesting.
Like Big Hero 6?
Yes.
Did you see the movie?
I love that movie. That movie is great.
I'm not surprised. Oh, that's a great answer. Sounds like you've really done some prayerful thinking about it, and you've really made some decisions. How about you, Alyssa?
Well, so far, my careers have all involved working with kids.
You've had careers?
Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of work with children?
Most people wouldn't consider it a career. But I am a camp counselor.
Sure.
What
kind of a camp?
It's an overnight camp in Connecticut.
Okay.
And I work hands-on with the kids, and they're just, it's the best.
Do you want to give the camp a plug?
Ooh.
What's the name of the camp?
Tell us.
You're allowed.
It's
like a free ad. Yeah. Everyone will go to the camp now so that you could be their counselor.
Yeah. I work at the Wyndham Tallinn 4-H camp.
Okay, great.
It's in Pomfret, Connecticut.
All right.
It's the best summer camp that anyone can ever go to.
They all are.
Well, I've actually gone to a lot of summer camps.
Oh, wow.
Summer camp is like the best place on earth.
Hmm.
Like they say it's Disney World, but really it's Wyndham Tallinn 4-H camp.
Hmm.
And so I really love working with kids, and I love teaching them things.
Hmm.
I teach environmental science, and so we call it the great outdoors, and I teach the kids how to like build forts and make fire, and
so that they can throw the fire at the other fort.
No.
Okay. I'm just checking.
No. But like they build forts and make fires, and like we go out and like we identify different funguses or different trees. We like identify like different types of soil. We identify like a whole bunch of different things.
So you enjoy working at the 4-H camp?
Yeah, I love working and educating people. And so my whole life, that's been something that I've just felt is right for me to do. I don't know if I'd use the term discernment. I pray about it a lot, and like I think about it a lot, and it feels right. But I'm not quite sure if it's discernment.
Well, just so you know, that is a perfect definition of discernment.
Yeah.
So you don't have to use the word, but you are discerning.
Yeah, sure. I really love teaching. And I also, since being at UConn, I've taken the chemistry classes, and I love my chemistry classes. They're really hard.
That's a miracle on its own, I think.
Yeah. They're really hard, but they're really fun. I have a really great professor. His name's Dr. Katie. He's just like...
Oh, I had him.
He's the bomb.
He's cool.
He's the bomb diggity.
Did you hear that, everybody? Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
He's so good. I feel like I've learned way more about chemistry than I have in a while, except for junior year, Miss Gaudette. If you're listening, you're like the reason why I love chemistry. She was my AP Chem teacher. It was the best year of my life. Loved AP Chem.
Great.
So
are you saying that because of your career working with children so far and your love of chemistry that you might want to be a chemistry teacher?
Yeah, I definitely like that's the goal. The end goal is being a chemistry teacher.
High school teacher or?
Maybe. I don't know how I want to teach chemistry yet.
All right.
But I know I want to teach chemistry.
Mm.
But I really like working in a lab. Like, I'm called to be, like, a chemistry teacher, but, like, I love working in a lab because it makes me really happy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I think I might want to go to grad school for chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
That way, like, I have the opportunity to, like, work in a lab for longer.
Will you have to if you want to be a teacher?
You don't need to go to, you don't need to get your PhD in chemistry to teach, like,
well,
high school
master's.
Chemistry. Yeah, you need to get, I think you need a master's in teaching to teach high school.
Okay.
But other than that, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about, like, where I'm headed in life.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
I'm excited about it. Which
That's
is like,
what we're looking for. Fantastic.
Which is fun.
Well, that means UConn's working. Congratulations to you.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys have really put some prayerful thought into what you want to be when you get out of this place and your career trajectory. I think that's fantastic. I would say both of you, based on your answers just today, could be categorized as religious people. And
probably.
I'm wondering what it's like to be a religious person here at UConn.
I think there's a lot of opportunity and there's a good sense of community, definitely, for mm-hmm. UConn students, just because we have so many churches all gathered in one place. And from what I can tell, they all seem to get along pretty well. There's never any, like, turf wars or anything.
Mm-hmm.
At night when everyone goes.
Everyone goes to bed.
Then it gets a little crazy.
It's just all turf wars.
It's ridiculous.
It's like you versus, like, the leader of Hillel and,
it's,
like,
we all, yeah.
The mosque.
Yeah.
Like, all of
goes.
You are just, like, you guys sit down and play, like, a really aggressive game in Monopoly.
It's something like that, yeah. I'm sorry, Lauren. You were given a great answer. We're looping around. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So, please, continue.
I would say UConn it's definitely one of the better schools to go to. I did tour another college. I don't know if I should say the name, but they only had one church, and it was, like, an all-purpose church. And I'm, like, kind of glad that I'm at UConn, where you can definitely find other people who share your faith, and you can have thoughtful and kind discussions with them. Everybody that I've encountered that's religious has been very kind, even if we don't agree on everything. And mm-hmm. people are always willing to discuss things. Nobody really gets angry or in your face about anything, which is something I really do appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
What's your experience been like?
So I like to talk about religion with a lot of people. Like, I like to bring it up in random conversations. And I think it's interesting how much diversity we have here at UConn. My religious experience in the past has been almost exclusively Catholic, and almost everyone in my high school was from a Catholic background because it was a Catholic high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so there wasn't much diversity of thought within the religious community before this. And I really love it.
Yeah. Go ahead. You really love it?
It's really nice just getting to know everybody and getting to know, like, their different thoughts on things. And I think it's a really joyous experience getting to, explore everyone's different opinions on things and their different backgrounds. And it's nice how we can all come together and, like, find some sort of community within faiths, even though they're different.
I think that's a great way to end our show today. You both were fantastic. I really
Thank
appreciate you.
You
sharing as much as you have.
Yeah, thanks for inviting us.
Well, I'm happy to.
I had a great time.
Good. And I'm very glad that you both shared that you're having positive experiences here on campus at UConn as religious people. So that's great. Everybody, this is WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. I am the Reverend Brian Blair. You can follow me at Rev Blair on Twitter. If you're listening to this, you caught the show right now. But if you want to hear it again later, it'll be up on my website, revblair.com, for the podcast and the YouTube channel. And tune in next week, please, at Crossroads. Everybody have a safe day out there in the rain. This is WHUS 91.7 Stores.
Down to the crossroads, try to flag around.